What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as where we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who've made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up?
What's going on? So welcome to the Everything Else episode, the weekly rundown. Fridays, we talk about everything else, movies, books, games, all that good stuff. But if you go back into the week, Monday, Tuesday, our topics, Wednesday, discussion, Thursday's Ask a CISP. This week was SIM swaps. That was on Monday. Tuesday was the FCC going to create a logo or a badge so you know IoT devices are good to go. And then on Wednesday, we discussed Lockbit kind of being alive, kind of not being alive, and then just our thoughts on it, if they're just trying to save face or if they actually are still causing disruption and terror in people's lives. So definitely tune in for that. And then this Thursday should be Sam Brown. So Sam Brown is an author and keynote speaker. So definitely tune in for that one. He last time I spoke to him was like September of last year. He was writing a book. He wrote it. He thought of the book for 3 years. It took him only 31 days to write it, and it is a bestseller. Crazy, right? So definitely tune in for that because it's pretty inspirational. And then you have Friday. That's today, and it is all the other stuff. So we kind of just did this, so we don't have that much stuff we consumed. So I kind of want to just talk about anything that we may or may not have watched in the past, like, what, 2 days? Any games we may or may not have played, and then what our plans are for spring break, because that's why we're recording early, because my spring break for the kids is coming up the day that we normally record this. So I'll be gone that weekend, and I'll be back. I'm posting the stuff. I'll be back home. It's weird. So I just missed recording day, but I didn't miss posting days. So I'll be back on my 9 to 5. So Shannon, what you got going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm trying to think. We did start a new TV series the wife and I were watching. It's called Extended Family. It was so-so. Even she was like, I don't know if this is going to get past one season. So it has John Cryer in it. I think his name's John Cryer. He was from 2 and a Half Men.
Okay.
So it wasn't Charlie Sheen. He was the other adult.
Brother.
Not
yeah,
the
yeah.
kid. Yeah. Okay. Which I never watched. I never watched 2 and a Half Men.
Oh, I did see the trailer for it because she's married to the dude from Scrubs.
Yes, Donald Faison.
Yeah, yeah. There it is. Yep.
Well, it's a fiance type situation.
Okay, so
like, maybe they will get married, like, but we're only 2 episodes in. I don't know if we're going to get past that. We'll see.
Okay.
I'll ask her. Like,
trailers always look funnier than the real thing. It looked like it was going to be funny.
And that's the thing. So, like, I was like, because I didn't watch 2 and a Half Men and it went on for so long and people were like, it's so great and John Cryer is so great. I was like, let me get a shot at this. And it was, I don't know, it was just, it wasn't for me. And Donald Faison, he's kind of hit or miss for me. There's some things he does, he's just like, oh man, that's funny. Some things like,
Clueless.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I know him for. Then Scrubs, but I didn't watch Scrubs.
Yeah. And the T-Mobile commercials, him and the guy from Scrubs doing the T-Mobile commercials. Yeah. Have you
and
seen
now,
those?
Jason Momoa was in it too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that. There's a show that Donald Faison did do that I thought was pretty good that I had watched before, and it was him and two other guys, and they were renting an apartment from their divorce lawyer. So like she was their landlady.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of it, but that one actually wasn't bad because it was Donald Faison, what's his name, from Seinfeld. Norm? What's the guy,
the short, stumpy guy?
Yeah.
So Norm was the mailman that they hated. You're thinking...
Was he the short, stumpy? He was the guy in Jurassic Park that got sprayed.
Yes. Yep.
Got that. That's
Norm. Yep.
Yeah. So he was one of them, and I'm trying to remember who the third divorced guy was, but that was actually kind of funny. And the landlady is the one from, I remember her from Planet of the Third Planet, Third Rock from the Sun. So she was the one that's
okay,
the tall one? Yeah.
From
Austin Powers, too. She was whatever, Stanovich, whatever her name was. But she's their landlady, and she's also their divorce lawyer. So she just develops an affection for him to where she lets him all rent from her, and she's right across the hall from him. It's actually kind of funny, and I can't remember. I'll find the name of it, and I'll send it to you. But
yeah, I've never heard of this one before. Okay. Yeah. Was it on, like, Netflix or something?
I can't remember where I watched it because it was so long ago. I'm sure I talked about it when we were recording at that time. It was like, oh, this TV show. But he was kind of funny in that. So he's like I said, he's hit or miss for me. I think I actually rewatched. This is crazy. I rewatched Blood and Bone, And you know what made me think about it? You know what made me think about it? Is I was thinking about LeVar.
Yeah, that's a LeVar jam.
That is a LeVar. So LeVar, shout out to you, man. Like, I rewatched Blood and Bone. And I was like, yeah, this is what I remember. Like, the funniest part in that movie to me is when the dude gets punched in the stomach and he throws up on his shoes. Yeah. It's like the funniest to me because I'm like, that is realistic. Like, if a big dude like that.
Right, were to really punch you like that. Yeah.
he would throw up all over his shoes. But I rewatched Blood and Bone. That was kind of fun. But that's pretty much it in the 2 days, you know, since we've last talked about.
Gotcha.
What about you?
So finished the marathon of Stranger Things. So the youngest one to watch it, and I finally decided to, like, okay, let me review some of these to make sure they're appropriate. And we skipped over the things that were not appropriate. It's like TV-14, so there's some kissing and stuff. So we skipped through all that stuff. He covered his eyes anyway. He didn't want to see it. So I was like, cool. And he did not find it scary at all. Like, he enjoyed it. He really did enjoy it, but, like, he didn't, at no point was he, like, scared of it. Like, he likes scary stuff. It's crazy to me. But I don't know, did you watch Stranger Things? Or I'm not sure. I don't think you really got into it.
No.
So season one is kind of like E.T. Season two is kind of like Ghostbusters. Like, they all have, like, themes from stuff that build in nostalgia. Even though it's a kid show, it really does try to hook us. I enjoyed it. I think it got better as it went on. Because the first season, I didn't even finish the first season until season two came out. Everybody was talking about it. And then I went back and finished season one. Season one's but he got all the way through it in a week. So we finished it up this past weekend. And I forget, like, the guy who plays the sheriff, John Harper. I forget his real name. Something Hater or something like that?
Harper is his name.
Harper. So I've watched it almost in real time before. Like, I marathoned season one, but then I watched all the rest of them kind of in real time, slowly, but marathon it. He got hands. Like, he was beating somebody up every other episode. He was putting hands on somebody, whether it be in town or in the underworld that they go into, or he was in Russia at one point. He was beating everybody up.
That's that Hellboy training. He was the second Hellboy.
So he was the second Hellboy, yeah, because it was Ron Perlman first.
Yep, yep. David Harbour, I think, is his name.
David Harbour. You're right. Yeah. David Harbour. Yeah, David Harbour has hands. Just to put it out there.
He was also, what's the guy from Black Widow? He was the red, America, the Russian Captain America. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he was beating everybody. I just forgot. It was funny to me. Like, my son kept looking at me like, why are you laughing? But it was just so frequent. He was beating somebody up. I was just like, yo. He's the most violent sheriff ever. So we finished that. I thought it was pretty good. Like, I don't know when the next season comes out. I assume later this year. Like, it's got one more part and they got to wrap it up. These kids are going to be like 30 if they don't hurry up. Because you can see them age through, because they caught them at that rapid aging stage for kids. So, like, in between seasons, they were growing like 2-3 feet. It was ridiculous. So now when they come back, they're going to be grown.
And didn't COVID delay them?
I think it did.
From their release? So, like, you had even more time to where it was like...
These are going to be grown men and women. It's kind of crazy. So they got to wrap it up. And I'm kind of interested. Like, I'm a little invested. Now I've watched it twice. Right? I don't watch anything twice, really. It's very infrequent. MCU movies and then, like, classics. Baby Boy, Coming to America. Every time they're on, I gotta watch them. But this is the first time I've watched something new more than one time. So now I gotta wrap it up. Now they gotta land this plane. I gotta know what happens to these kids and finally the big bad or whatever. And then aside from that, I played some more Helldivers. That's my jam. It's just growing on me. Like, it's they keep adding funny stuff. Like, so, like, they really play into the whole. These characters are pretty much fascist. Like, they're like real pro super earth is what it's called, and they don't really have a sense of what's really going on in the grander scheme of things. So anytime you see something that's not doctrine, it's considered treasonous. So they keep adding stuff, and then the community talks about it, and then it's funny because then people in the community try to turn each other in fake. There's flying bugs now. So the I think he's the CEO of the company that made it. It's called, like, Arrowhead is the name of the company. He went on Twitter because people were reporting that the bugs were flying. And there's video of it because people have a share button on the game console or whatever. And he's denying it on Twitter. Like, obviously, bugs can't fly. This is all propaganda, yada, yada, yada. And just little stuff like that. Like people will find like vehicles that shouldn't be there. And they'll say, no, that doesn't exist. I don't know what you're talking about. And then they're slowly just beta testing stuff to see how we respond to it. And then they use that to play into the, okay, like this conspiracy type situation. Like none of that stuff really exists. But now I have a mech. They talk about mechs for weeks and they kept saying it doesn't exist. And now I can drop a mech. Like, so it's fun. It's just funny stuff. Nobody really talks to each other. Like we all have mics. Now I have a mic. But I don't really play with friends. I like to solo, but it's, you can't get to the highest difficulty on these. Every stage has seven or nine difficulties, from trivial all the way up to Helldiver. And you can't do Helldiver by yourself. There's videos of people doing it, but those are for like the hardest of hardcores. So at some point I have to start playing nice with people, but I just really enjoy playing by myself. It's kind of like what I like to do.
You out here fragging them, blowing them up and whatnot. Three
right. I blew three up a whole team. Yeah. That short got watched, I think it's at like 460 times or something like that. Like people really enjoyed that. But that's regular gameplay. That's what happens.
So let me ask you this. Do you think this is some type of weird social experiment? Because you said the company that made, so like when you talk about the CEO of the company, like this is in real life, like on Twitter or something like that, that's right. Saying this stuff hasn't happened. Do you think this is some type of social experiment they're doing to be like, I want to see how true to life this game is to how true to life, like real life is, like to see what happens from that.
It's kind of meta, or I guess they call it ARG, so augmented reality game or alternate reality game or something like that. Like that used to be a campaign back in the day, like when Halo was coming out, they would have stuff where you, like, you make a phone call on a payphone and then they would give you secrets. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that. They're kind of like playing into it to make it more fun. Because at the end of the day, you kind of do the same thing over and over again, because it is a budget title, but it looks different. They have an engine that the game is built on is end of life. Like it's no longer supported. So it doesn't look like all the other games. You know how all games look the same? They're all Unreal or whatever. Like they all look like Fortnite. They all look like Call of Duty. So it looks very unique. Again, they're dropping stuff in when they feel like it. Like there was a meteor shower the other day on one of the planets. It looked really cool. It would kill you. Like if you were unlucky, you're always dying to something. You get smashed by a meteor. And it's just fun. Like nobody, like there's some people who are probably taking this seriously. You probably have hardcore people who are playing it like military tactics. But then you have me coming in and I'm just blowing up bases and killing all my own teammates. And no one really cares because it's not person versus person. It's just, let's go have fun. And I think that's different than, because Fortnite and Call of Duty and all those other games are just highly competitive. And this one is really just, you jump in and you're just trying to do fun stuff. And I think that's what's going to keep it going for longer than most of these games will be able to run. Because you can't compete with Fortnite. You can't compete with Call of Duty. Like, those are things that will always be the highest grossing things of all time until they die, eventually. So you need these little budget titles. Because I hate games as a service. I don't want to keep paying you money. That's what NBA 2K turned into. Yeah. Like, okay, I got to buy the game for $70 or $100 if I want to get, like, the Mamba edition. And then I have to pay money for VC because my character sucks. I don't know how he got into the league. He can't dribble. He can't shoot. He can't dunk. So it's just like that stuff agitates me. So I just try to stay away from those games because I don't want to keep getting, like, just charge you what it costs up front. Call it a day. So this one costs $40. And I have purchased some currency, but it was just because I wanted to see what it would do. Like, okay, if I buy this now, and it really doesn't do much, you still have to, even though I unlocked the ability to buy these things, I still have to play the game to earn that currency to unlock them. So I could just wait. Like right now, I just racked up 1,000 of the in-game currency just by playing the game over time. So had I been playing as hard as some of these people are already like level 50, I'm like level 12, I want to say. 50 is the cap. Had I been playing like they were playing, I would have unlocked everything for free. I don't have 60 hours to put into the game. So... but it has enough balance where I can literally not play for days and come back and I don't figure out how stuff works. It's not like Horizon. I don't even know. Put my hands up. Same thing with Zelda. I don't know how to play it anymore either. I tried playing it the other day. I was like, I don't understand how any of these mechanics work anymore. So I gotta watch a video or something. Like, I don't know how any of this stuff works. And that in Final Fantasy VII. So I've been playing that sparingly as well. I got to start picking up the pace on it though. Because I don't want it to turn into Horizon or Tears of the Kingdom, where I'm just like, I don't know how this works, and I'm frustrated.
You were really looking forward to that one, too, man. I thought that would be the one that gets all your time. Eldivers seems to be getting that.
Because it's so easy just to drop in. Like, and it was a complete surprise. I wasn't even tracking Helldivers, to be honest with you. Like, it wasn't even on my radar. And then I start seeing these videos of just people doing just getting wrecked, right? You see people shooting, like, some of the bugs are armored. So you see somebody, like, shoot a rocket at a bug, and a rocket will bounce off and kill his teammate. And I was like, I gotta play it. I gotta try it out. I just unlocked my flamethrower, so that really works real well on a bug planet. Unless they charge you, and then are on fire, and then they kill you. Because they set you on fire, too. But I got an achievement. I wasn't even going for it. Like, the achievement was killing 100 bugs with a flamethrower. I did that one round. Because I literally was just, I was killing everything on the map. I was like, this works so well. I was looking for enemies to set on fire. I was like, I like this. So, I'm enjoying it. I'm not going to lie. Then we have Trip to Universal. We're taking the kids to Universal. Nice. The big kids love Universal over Disney. I'm a Disney guy just because it's slower paced. And, you know, it got the Disney magic. But Universal, it's crowded. It's got lots of, you know, really like fast rides. Though I do like the rides over on the Universal side. But then you walk out of the Harry Potter ride and there's a dragon blowing fire on you. It's crazy. Like, it's like Vietnam. I've been using the Vietnam analogy all week. So my youngest had a field trip to the skate rink, and it's a third grade trip. So I volunteered to be a chaperone. It's only a couple hours. So I popped in for lunch, and the third graders can't skate. Like, I don't remember ever learning how to skate. I probably can't skate anymore. For a little bit, I could skate, and it's just chaos. Like, they're going around in a circle. You see kids bouncing off the ground. Got kids over here. It's only like 5 kids who can actually skate. It's just chaos. So that was crazy. But everybody had a good time. So I really can't complain. But now I have to take my son more, because he wants to learn how to skate. So I got to take him back more frequently. And I might pop some on myself. See if I still got it. But I'm not like roll bounce. I was never there with it. I could just move.
My son, it was a few weeks ago, probably a little over a month ago now. Like, his school does this thing where they'll get a promotion for like children from his school. You know, they pay less or whatever. And we went one night. Yeah, he doesn't want to go back again. He's just like, nah, this ain't my jam.
Gotcha.
This is not, like, he fell enough to where it's like, I don't want to do this. And like, the thing was, like, he was holding on to the wall as he was going around.
Yeah, yeah, same thing.
Yep. He was like, man, look at my arm. And like, he had these scratches on his arm, Ryan. I was like, somebody will call the people on me if they see that. Like, right. I don't think I did something disastrous to you, but it was just like, it was a cinder block wall. So every time he slides down, he's catching the edge of that cinder block. You know what I mean? So, but they had like these little skate trainers. It's like this little triangle thing. Right. So he can stand on the skate.
I don't understand how, like, those kids could not get the things to work at all. Like, I don't understand, like, the physics behind it, because they can't get going. And it's like you said, it's a triangle.
Yeah.
So, like, it was like, I was just walking around picking them up, helping kids back up. Like, here you go. here you go. You okay? You're right. Okay. Here you go. Straight chaos, because I didn't put any skates on. I was like, I'll just walk around. It's fine. But yeah, I'm going to take him back. But what made me laugh, and I didn't mean to laugh at him this morning, is he woke up and he went to stand up and he was like, my stomach hurts. And I was like, oh, you have like stomach ache or something like that? He was like, no, it's like everything hurts. And I was like, that's your core. Those are your abs that hurt. Like, there's nothing you can do about that. I was like, you feel like me when I wake up. It was wild to me. But yeah, I can see it because of trying to balance on those things and holding on to the training thing. He's never used his abs like that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy workout. But yeah, it was fun. Like, so like, I got to give him, like, he was disappointed because he couldn't skate very well, but I told him, look around, like, because all you see is his kids flying everywhere. It's falling. I was like, look, like, none of your friends can skate either. You are all on the same level. So it'll be okay.
So my son is fifth grade, and they had some real pros out there, boy. I was just like, they were getting it in. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, even some of the adults that were there, like, because it was after school hours. So it's not like it was chaperone. Like, you were probably one of 4 adults or whatever. But, like, these children have their parents bringing them in because it's after school. And, like, some of them were getting it in. I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
It's like ATL?
Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
I never went to skate parties. I never, like, I had a pair of the quad ones, the old school ones. I had a pair of those. I used to skate around to the projects where I lived at Kinston Langfield Project and just tear my knees up, like tear my elbows up. Like, I guess they have wrist guards now. You see that? Like, yes. They have the wrist guards. I was like, that would have been nice. As opposed to me just, every time.
As opposed to you getting mini fractures every time you fell as a young kid.
So I was like, that's nice. They've upgraded. But yeah, I was decent enough where I can move and get to where I need to go pretty quick. But then inlines came out and I didn't move up to inlines. So
let me ask you something. Did you have actual roller skates where you put your foot in, or do you have those adjustable joints that just like had the rack that you would slide to fit your feet?
No, I had the old school joints. It was a pair of black ones. They had characters on it. Was it Ninja Turtles or something? I can't remember. They had characters on them, but I remember they were heavy, heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So like when stuff was like actually made out of materials, I remember that. Like you could drop it on somebody's head and kill them. That's how heavy these skates were. And I remember then 1 year inlines came out, and that's when everything just either you upgrade to inlines or you were done skating. Mm-hmm. That was the cutoff, and I have inline skate money, and I was always under the impression that you break your ankles because they were inline or whatever. But I don't know if that's true. That's just probably what my parents told me, so I wouldn't ask for that. Oh, you don't want those. So, but yeah, it was fun. We had a good time, and then this weekend, like I said, we're gonna head out to the park, so that'll be fun. So all in all, having a good time. This will be my first year. Like the April will be my 1 year anniversary of retirement. So I actually appreciated. I actually feel normal. It took a while. But I was like, I feel like normal people. This is what normal people feel like. This is great. This is freedom.
Be honest, you had to settle into it, right? When you first retired, you were like, this doesn't seem
that was rough.
Yeah.
It felt like you just feel weird. Especially like down here with the storms. The storm would roll in. I'm like, nobody's gonna call me. I'm not accountable. I don't have to babysit the other adults. Like what? It's very strange. It's very strange. And then when I left my first job for my current job, that was weird too. Because in the military you can't give any notice. Like you go to jail. That was weird to me. Doing the transition, like I still really like them and respect them, and you know, it's just I needed more time with the family, so that's why I did the pivot. So federal contractor now, and then even that was weird because federal is different than DOD. There's a lot of parallels there, but there's no. I don't know how to describe it. There's no life or death situations happening where you got to be like, where's you know, so-and-so, or what are they doing? Like the mission's coming up, like recall these people. Like none of that happens. There's no national defense mission. So it's very much probably to someone who is used to it, it's not laid back, but for us, this is laid back. Like I don't have to worry about national defense. This is weird. And that took me a while too, to get used to, because you miss it. You're like, I want to have, I like the fast pace. I like the mission. I like the people. But no, you can just like the people. It's fine.
Yeah.
you don't have to be moving 1,000 miles a minute all the time. So let's say I'll never go back to the Department of Defense, but this break was nice.
Yeah.
It just took a year for me for it to finally click. Where I wasn't programmed anymore. But April 1st, the April Fool's Day will be my year. Yeah, good stuff. How long have you been out, Shannon? You been out?
It was 4 years in February. January 31st was my last day. And so January 31st of 20... Actually, no. Has it been 5 years?
5 years?
2019. It's been 5 years.
5 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So you were all the way. But you still have a DOD mission, though. So
I do. I do.
You there of the space cadets.
1, 2, 3, 4. I love the Space Force.
It's the Power Rangers over there. I kid. We had Space Force when I was in Turkey. We had a couple. We had a couple people. Like everybody was cool. We just messed with each other a lot. So my thing though is you're gonna see warrants, and that's weird to me.
Yeah.
We're finally getting warrants, and like you'll actually run into them.
I saw that recently. 2 weeks ago, I think I saw the article where they were talking about it, bringing it in.
I wanted warrants for 20 years. I was like, that could be my job, because I couldn't get a commission. So I was like, let me get this warrant. And now they want warrants. It's just like, back in my day. And then I've only been on base, because I'm down here at McDill, I've only been on base twice, I want to say. So, and that, like, I went, well, no, more than twice. So I used to go down there once a week for the first 6 months. So a fairly good amount of times. But then after I didn't have a skill bridge down there anymore, I was just like, why am I going to drive all the way down there when I can just order it online? Like, why am I going to AFEES when I can just have AFEES drop it off at the house? But there was a MacBook Pro on sale, and I wanted it for my daughter's birthday because like A, that's what she asked for, but and she has good grades, but B, she's going to college. I was like, I could double dip there. But I don't have to get one later if I get one now. Yeah. So it was a really good sale. So I went down there, and it was just weird walking in there because everybody was at work, but there was the BX was still full of retirees. It was weird to me. I was like, this is what we do. We just hang out, just getting coffee, just walking around, talking to each other. I was like, where do y'all live at?
That is a thing. That is definitely a thing.
And I get it for that camaraderie and to be around people and all that stuff. So I'm not hating on it, but McDill is the area around McDill is very, very, very affluent. Like, that's where Mansions are at. That's where Jeter lives at. That's where Brady lived at. Like, Davis Island is right down the street from McDill. Ooh. Yeah. Like, when they do, there's a, before IPCS to Turkey, they stopped Jeter's boat because he got too close to the base or whatever. And they took pictures with him and all. It was just a misunderstanding. Like, you just came too close or what have you. But that's how close rich people are to McDill. Like, if they could brack McDill, they would. But it's just too much brass on McDill. They can't. Yeah. They want that land. Like, Bayshore is popping. But these retirees don't live there. They can't. Like, maybe a couple of them are like generals that retired. And they got that type of dough. But for the most part, if you're enlisted and you're at the BX, you traveled here. You do not live outside this gate. That's too much work, but no, it was cool. It was. I will go down there only when required, though. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm seeing, because I don't know any rules anymore. I'm seeing people with different uniforms, different hairstyles. They got earphones. They don't have earphones in. I'm just like, I don't even know it. I just feel uncomfortable.
And that's the thing. Like, so because I do still work in DOD, like, I get those emails. And I work in a unit, and I'll see the stuff that comes out from the first sergeant. It was just last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. They sent one out, and they were talking about the AFI, right? Like, when it comes to, to dress and appearance, which I still remember that because there was people I had to call out on it. AFI 362903, I still remember.
Yep.
So it's DAFI now, because it's Department of the Air Force Instruction to incorporate Space Force. But, like, they had, like, a cheat sheet. Like, this is good, this is bad. And, like, haircuts was one of the things. And one of the haircuts that was a bad haircut, it was like the Patrick Mahomes. It's not that tall. It's kind of like that mohawk type thing that he has going on. And, like, the next day after we got it, me and one of my coworkers, we were at the food court. We saw somebody in uniform that had it, and he was like, man, didn't we just see that they're not supposed to be having that? Like, yes, we did. I was like, but I'm not in uniform anymore, so I'm not going to say anything to him. You know what I mean? It's like, whatever, right? Hopefully his supervisor or somebody is like, hey, you can't have the Patrick Mahomes going on here. You know what I mean?
That's why I don't want to be down here. I don't even want to have them, because I've been brainwashed, so it's like a trigger. Like, you see something, like, I don't think that's right. But it's not my business. Yep. See, I had an active duty business.
And it'll take you a little while to get used to it. Like, my first year, I was kind of like that. I was like, are we not going to, because, like, we would have people that, for whatever reason, like, if they're not at work at a certain time, I'm like, yo, should we be calling them? Like, I would tell my supervisor, like, hey, we should probably be calling and looking for them. They're like, hey, man. And, like, my supervisor's retiree, too, had been retired for a little while. He was like, hey, you don't have the blouse on anymore. Like, you can stop that. You know what I mean? Like,
right. We'll just replace them.
Like,
they'll just be fired. It's fine. Man.
So it's crazy, man. You'll get used to it, though. 5 years. Damn, 5 years. You made me think about that. I thought it was four. I wasn't tracking right, but five years.
Yeah. I'm loving it, man. I'm really getting used to it now. So, knock on wood, everything stays, you know, copacetic. Health, wealth, all that good stuff stays up. But yeah. And then you go to the VA, same thing. But the VA, so I grew up around the VA because my mom's an Army vet, and she worked in medical records before medical records were digitized, because she helped do that. She used to, like, take care of the records, paper forms. So I go visit her all the time. So I'm used to seeing veterans just roaming around the VA. Mm-hmm. So when I go to the little clinic here, that's what you see. Veterans roaming around the VA. You're like, okay, that's normal. But yeah, the base thing threw me off. The base is just weird because not uniform. Like I literally, when I went to go get the MacBook Pro, I've been out for months now. Like, so not a thought in my mind. Like, I just go through the gate, show my ID. I get out of the car to go in the BX. I went to go grab my hat. I was like, yeah,
don't wear a hat anymore.
I need to cover my bald spot. But don't wear a hat no more. Like, it's crazy. Crazy stuff like that. It's little things from time to time. I was like, yeah, I got to get out of here. They try to bring me back in. Nope. I'm out.
And you still fresh. They might come looking for you, man. You know, you see the
job
back in. You still look fit, right? Like, you might be able to pass that PT test. You ain't going to promote it, but, you know, you can still pass that PT test.
No promotion. You have to write an EPR. You don't have to deploy. Yeah, right now. And you have to take the PT test. I'm not hearing an incentive. Where's the incentive? Like, if I came back and you were like, okay, I'm going to give you... I don't even know what you can give me, to be honest with you. I loved my time, but I did my time. I loved it. I had a great time. I met really cool people. I had great assignments. And I have not one bad assignment. I wasn't filling my last assignment because I was a Geo Bachelor because of it. And it was extended. But It was still nice people, nice country. I just didn't want to be there anymore. I was ready to go home to my family. So I have no bad blood, no complaints. I have my entire time in the military is blessed. I'm not coming back. They sent me a letter and said, you got to come back. And I've fallen down the stairs and I can't get up because I am out. I got a taste of freedom. Am I going back? No, sir. But I did. I have cherished memories. I do. Like, it was a great over it. So it was over half my life. Now it is half my life. And the next year, it'll be slightly less than half my life. And as long as I keep living, it'll get smaller and smaller is the goal. I want the VA to pay me at least. For 40 years because I did 20 years. So I got to keep living. I got to get in the 80s so I can feel accomplished in the VA pay. So, but yeah, man, somehow we made this work. So we did it. We did over half an hour. We had nothing to talk about. So sorry if everybody was listening. Normally we got a week of stuff stored up. We only had 2 days, but greatly appreciate you listening. If you were on vacation, I'm happy for you. Please enjoy your time with friends, loved ones, however you want to do it. Just get some time. And if your time is not yet, because I know everybody's spring break doesn't happen quite yet, and like plan for some, do something. Like take that time off. Americans work too hard, regardless of how we feel about it. I've seen Europe, and I know for a fact they live longer than us because they take time off. Like even when I was in, like Sicily, was like a month, just. Bounce, ghost town. So we should take more time for ourselves. So definitely take some time off. Hit up all the websites that go by our name, either the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask a CISP. Hit me up personally. I'm on pretty much every social media platform under RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. And then now we have new ways of getting at you. So check us out on YouTube, video and audio. Check us out in written content and articles on Medium and LinkedIn. And then we have a newsletter. Please subscribe to it. So you could be one of over 750 people who subscribe to the newsletter. So trying to hit 1,000. I want to hit 500 subscribers, hit 1,000 subs on the newsletter. So I think that would be great for us. And it would spread the cybersecurity gospel to the masses. So definitely hit up Chris as well. He's at Chris Abacon. He's on LinkedIn. That's Chris A. Bacon. Stay safe. Stay secure.